Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
All right, welcome back in, everybody, to Sports Daily. Another hour here. Jacob Albrock, Jackson Snyder in for TJ, Max Power producing. Max has the hotline at 869-1240. We've got the video streams available for you to chime in, Facebook, YouTube, X. You can also get in touch with us on the Odyssey app. You can leave voice messages there if you're listening to us, even if it's from the future. If you listen to us in podcast form, you can leave those voice messages, and those come in to Max, and he can get his hands on those as well. So that's all available for you. We will talk a little NFL this hour. We'll get you updated on what Andy Reid had to say for the Chiefs yesterday. That is in store. A couple giveaways to get you through. It's all on tap. Brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, featuring Yumkin Pumpkin Ale, WBC's most popular seasonal beer, made with actual pumpkin, served with a spiced rim. Yumkin Pumpkin, now available at Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here. Jackson, let's get everybody set up for one of those giveaways, because we've got a couple of these here this morning. We'll get you the info first on Journey. You can win some Journey tickets. They are coming April 4th, so you have a little time. You can score a pair of tickets to see Journey at Intrust Bank Arena. Just text the keyword Journey to the number 20357. You can enter once a day between now and November 21st. The winner will get picked on the 24th. You've got standard message and data rates applying to that giveaway. So good luck there, everybody. Did you see, Jackson? I saw Matt Rife is coming. I think Nate Bargatze is coming. Are you a comedy guy?
I've been to a few comedy shows. I wouldn't call myself a huge comedy guy, but I can appreciate it, and I love a good laugh, so I would definitely be interested in that. But I haven't been to a comedy show since I was in, like, high school. I saw Jeff Dunham back when he had his
puppet guy.
Moment of fame and came through, so went and saw him one time. But that's really the only comedy show I think I've ever seen in the, like, the traditional, like, stand-up sense. But Matt Rife, I saw that, and I know Nate Bargatze's been really big lately. I think he was on College Game Day a couple of weeks ago, so that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, he's funny. There's a guy I love that I see on social media named Gabriel Rutledge going out to the Cotillion. I don't think that's happened yet, but that's soon. We're on a little heater with comedy shows. I'm a big comedian. I'm a big comedy. Like, I tell people, and you just for your use and information, I could get hit by a bus and you can make fun of me the next day and it's perfectly fine. Like, I love that comedy just kind of lays it all out there for people and puts us all in the same playing field. I grew up on Chappelle and, you know, all of that stuff. So I'm not offended. So I'm pretty excited. I don't know if I'll make it to these. I love comedy shows. I love more intimate comedy shows. I've actually never been to like an arena comedy show. But anytime I have a chance to get to like a comedy club, I'm all about it. I love it. I think it's incredible. So I'm excited that all these acts are coming through here. I've thought that Wichita needed a little more of that. We have all these great venues, and I think we're starting to see it now. I think some of these acts are coming through.
I would love that. And I've only been to a comedy club one time, and that was because of an acquaintance, I guess, or I guess you could call him a friend. When I was in college, decided on a whim that he was going to do an open mic comedy night. And so myself and about 10 of our friends all decided we were going to crash that party and see if he could hack it as a comedian on the stage. And boy, that went about as poorly as you can imagine. We've never let him hear the end of it since.
That's bold.
Yeah.
That's a bold move. Wow. We all think about that when we're out there. We're like, I could do that. I could do that. And that never goes well. You hear about it, but I've never seen anybody try to do it.
See, for your guys' Friday picks, whoever comes in last, you ought to make them do that. Open mic comedy.
Go do an open mic night. That's not a bad idea. Although our comedy club, what was it called? The Loony Bin isn't open anymore. I went in there once or twice and I had a great time. When I went, but I liked it. It's good. But Wichita's bringing in some acts. It's been good. That game last night, a comedy as the Eagles take down the Packers 10-7, a comedy to try to figure out a way to watch the games as they've been coming down. It makes me wonder, and we'll get into this on the other side in the longer segment. Like, are the Eagles and or the Packers, like, are they for real? Who is for real? We saw Buffalo lose. We talked about some of this. And what does it mean for the Chiefs? I still, like, what's so funny about the NFL this season is, you know, in most years recently, we've seen there's a handful of teams when you start the year. And I have this conversation from time to time, like in the summertime shows, like if I go on the Infinity Sports Network and you get to talk to fans all over the country and it's super fun. It's always like, I always love the question of like, how many teams do we really think could win the Super Bowl? Most years, it's usually 3, 4, maybe 5. This year feels like more than that. But is it like the teams that we would generally put in that grouping, right? They all appear to be flawed in some way. So is it? And we talked about this yesterday. I would still take Baltimore, Buffalo, Kansas City against the field. And those would have been the teams at the beginning of the year that, you know, like I do think that's it. But man, the Rams, like it just seems more even. And it seems strange. And I guess maybe it's reassuring. I don't know how you feel. I've said that I think the Chiefs are the best team in football for probably about the last month, and I know they lost to Buffalo, but they're the odds on favorite by a pretty decent margin at 6-1 right now, and that actually surprises me.
It surprises me too on the surface level, but then you have to kind of think about like the Chiefs dynasty, right? Like we've seen the Chiefs lose at home on Christmas to the Raiders and then rip off a bunch of wins and go on the road and end up winning a Super Bowl. So clearly Vegas is not going to count Kansas City out until they are dead on the floor. But my thing with the NFL right now is you're right. Like you could probably toss out 8 or 9 different teams and tell me they could win the Super Bowl. And I would at least entertain that argument, which is probably double what we'd normally see. But the crazy part is if you look at the standings and especially in the AFC right now, I mean, the top three teams, all at 8-2, the Colts, the Broncos, and the Patriots. I'm not scared of any of those teams if I'm the Chiefs.
None of them are winning a Super Bowl.
Like that's what I mean.
No offense,
like you could make the argument and I would hear it out, but if I had to pick a team to win the Super Bowl, I wouldn't pick any of those teams because they all have obvious flaws as well. And this kind of brings me to a conversation I had with a friend of mine back when the Colts made their trade for Sauce Gardner. Because they didn't understand why the Colts were tossing away 2 first-round picks for a corner. And I was like, this NFL is as open as it's really been in as long as I can remember. And if you're the Colts at the top of the mountain right now, you have to do everything you can to at least fortify that and give yourself the best chance to be successful. And I mean, Sauce Gardner may or may not be the difference in the Colts winning the Super Bowl, and I certainly don't think they're going to. But can you blame a team that's sitting at 8-2 right now, doing everything they can just to try and get there when the best teams, so to speak, like the Chiefs and Bills, are 2-3 games back of them already with still 7 or 8 to go?
The Colts are interesting because of the three that you mentioned at the top of the AFC. I actually think they have the most legs. They can run the ball. They can throw the ball. That makes a defense that was already pretty good better. It's really with them. I think we have to, if you're a believer in the Colts, you have to overcome a Daniel Jones bias, right? Yep. That we've seen for a long time, to be fair. Like, you got to overcome that before you can buy into Indianapolis. But I'm also a believer in point differential in this league. It's typically a good indicator of how good teams really are. And Indianapolis has the best point differential in football, followed by Seattle. And then you get into, you know, the range of where Kansas City's been. And Kansas City, of course, we know is misleading because their offense took a long time to get fully healthy. But Indianapolis has been really good all year. The one thing that you take away from them to a degree, and it's the same issue that I've got with Denver, they just flat have not played a difficult schedule at all. So in the NFL, we know this, right? The NFL, if you didn't have a good year the year prior, you're getting a soft schedule the next year. And like Denver, Indianapolis right now, their wins are not that impressive. Denver, whatever you want to take from that game, which they should have lost, but it's Miami, Tennessee, the Raiders, Tennessee again. They've lost to Pittsburgh. They lost to the Rams, a couple of road games. That was a nice win against Atlanta, I think, overseas. So down the stretch, though, they get to go to Kansas City. They have to play Houston when we assume C.J. Stroud's back. They've got road games at Jacksonville, at Seattle, San Francisco. Like, their schedule gets a whole lot tougher after the bye week, and we'll learn about them, right? Then they can really get tested a little bit, because the reality is they've played a soft schedule right now. Where do they sit? Where do these teams in the NFC sit, including the two we saw last night in the yawn fest that was Monday Night Football? Plus an update on what the Chiefs are saying on a Monday. It's all coming for you here on Sports Daily. Jake Ballbrock, Jackson Schneider coming right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
one-day-only Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list. At prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Dude, you gotta hear this. Hear this.
Go ahead. I think I wanna hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily here. The Odyssey Holiday Hookup now through Friday, November 21st at 11:30. Odyssey taking care of the food and fun this Thanksgiving when a full holiday feast and Thunder tickets for the whole family. Smoked turkey, ham, all the sides from Hog Wild Pit Barbecue, $200 in value. 10 tickets to Wichita Thunder's Star Wars night on November 29th. You can enter by texting THANKS to the number 20357. Message and data rates apply. Welcome back in, everybody. It's Jacob Albrock, Jackson Schneider in for TJ, having some fun on this Tuesday. All right, let's continue the conversation here in the NFL. We saw last night two teams that would like to think they're Super Bowl contenders in the Packers, now 5-3-1 after their 10-7 loss to the Eagles. Now 7-2. We talk about point differential. The Eagles are not very good in that department, yet they're 7-2. It feels like they've struggled a little bit this year, yet they're 7-2. So I would ask you first, Jackson, the defending champs sitting there at 7-2, how real are they? It doesn't it feel like they are struggling? We talked about the Colts and how they haven't beaten anybody. Meanwhile, the Eagles have wins against Dallas, at Kansas City, against the Rams, at Tampa when they were much healthier. They won at Minnesota, and they just won at Green Bay. They are loaded with quality wins, but it doesn't feel like they're as good as they were a year ago.
It doesn't feel that way, but I'm going to tell you I would be a lot more confident in the Eagles than any of the other teams we talked about before the break. I mean, they just won the Super Bowl, and they did it in dominating fashion. They have one of the best running backs in the NFL. They have several very talented wide receivers, even though they've had to deal with some drama because of that this season. Their hang-up for me is still their quarterback, who was the Super Bowl MVP. I mean, that's the thing, is he's been good enough when it matters. Jalen Hurts has, but I still don't really trust him all that much. But I'm going to tell you right now, I think this is very comparable to the year the Chiefs went back-to-back and won the Super Bowl over the 49ers. They kind of sleptwalked through the regular season at times and then had to go on the road in the playoffs to get back to the Super Bowl. this feels the same way to me, except for the Eagles still keep finding ways to win important games. And it may not be pretty, but Philadelphia fans don't care how pretty it is as long as they've got more points at the end of a ball game like last night. And as gross as it is for us as neutral observers to watch a game like last night, I'm sure they're still just happy to be in the win column once again. And with all their quality wins, they've still got a lot of opportunities for more of those in the next few weeks. I mean, they play the Lions, they play at the Cowboys, they play the Bears, who have had a much better year this season. They get the Bills on the road towards the end of the year as well. And I mean, there's no easy outs for the Eagles because they were the Super Bowl champions and they play a very challenging schedule. So they're going to have to continue to prove it. But I'm going to sit here and tell you, I would not be shocked if the Eagles were back in the Super Bowl come February.
Yeah, I'm not either. And to be fair, you said neutral observers with this one. I can't stand either the Eagles or the Packers. The Eagles may be my it's just sports hate. I'm a Cowboys fan, so I don't like them. They do have a coach that's very unlikable, but who does things that make us scratch our head, like go forward on what was it, fourth and sixth, when there was absolutely no reason to do that last night. But whatever, they win. And they win for him, and he has been the coach and been highly, highly successful as a coach. They're proving it, and I'm with you on Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is really good at what he does with that team. Is he one of the most gifted quarterbacks in football? I mean, I don't think any of us think that, but it's okay. Like, he gets it done, and that's that. They are in good shape because the division that they play in looks like crap. And I it's too far gone now with the improvements Dallas will probably make by bringing in a couple players defensively. Dallas is going to get better. But are they going to – is Philadelphia going to give up a 4.5 game lead over them? Unlikely. Philadelphia does play a lot of really good games down the stretch. They still have to go to Buffalo. They have to go to the Chargers. They have to go to Dallas. And they play Detroit next week on Sunday Night Football. So they do have it's not a shoe in, but it's a probability.
Well, let me ask you this, and I know you're a Cowboys fan, so don't mean to upset you here.
Oh, you can make fun. I'm not upset. I knew this was happening this year.
Even like hypothetically, let's say the Eagles lost every game the rest of the season, and they go 7-9. Where do the 4 or 5 wins that Dallas would need come from? Because I don't know that they get to 7 wins.
No, I it's unlikely. They're just look, they've got the Raiders. They can beat the Raiders. They can beat the Commanders. They can beat the Giants. But all three of those are road games. The Cowboys will, if nothing else, be an entertaining watch the rest of the way because they're loaded on offense. And they did just probably get quite a bit better defensively just by adding Quinnen Williams and a linebacker who at least can tackle somebody. Like, that's going to make them better. They get overshown back. Of course, they had the tragedy where they lost a player last week. So they're a non-factor. But it points to the fact that the Eagles are unchallenged right now in the division. So it doesn't really matter what they do. They're built to win in any weather conditions. It doesn't really matter if they go on the road in the postseason. So, yeah, look, they are a contender. Of course they're a contender. Are the Packers who everybody – oh, the Packers, they're just – you know, like that. What a great, brilliant move to go bring in Micah Parsons. What a wonderful smart thing. Because now let me give you a little backstory. I think the Cowboys made a tremendous trade there, just for clarity's sake. But the Packers, you never trade that kind of talent. Of course they'll give up 2 firsts. I've told people this, that Cowboy fans that are like, oh, you know, the defense is terrible. And the answer to me is easy. Micah Parsons, who had one tackle in the game last night, no sacks. The answer to me is easy. What would the Cowboys' record be if Micah Parsons was on this team?
Probably exactly the same, right?
Be the exact same. It would have not changed their record one iota, and they're going to go pay that guy $50 million. So Green Bay goes and pays Micah Parsons $50 million. Do you have $50 million worth of an impact on that game last night? And one tackle? No. Now, players like him make the truly good defenses elite, right? They're game wreckers. But you've got to be a part of something to be truly impactful. And he's had a nice year, right? He's had a really nice year, to be fair. They're 5-3-1. They might be in the most difficult division in football. Are the Packers a contender? I would tell you no. They're not a contender. I don't think the Packers are a contender this year to win a Super Bowl.
I don't think they are. I mean, I think they have the pieces, if healthy, to maybe do
maybe.
That. Maybe. But the offense, to me, is where the issues lie. I mean, you can talk about Micah Parsons and not really being a huge factor right now, but the Packers' three losses have all come against teams that they've held to 16 points or fewer. So the defense hasn't really been the problem in their losses. It's been the offense, and Jordan Love did nothing last night to inspire any form of confidence in me. I mean, the only offensive success that happened for the Packers last night was from Josh Jacobs and just using him as a battering ram in the fourth quarter and pushing him across the goal line. There was nothing else that the offense could do, and the beat up wide receivers that the Packers have right now couldn't catch a ball to save their life anyway, because on the few great throws that Jordan Love made, it hit him right in the hands or right in the chest, and they'd end up as drops, and you're not doing yourself any favors. So the Packers have issues offensively that need to be addressed now after they addressed the defense by bringing in Micah Parsons, right? It's like the old cartoon where you got a leak in the wall and you put your finger in it to stop the leak, and so it leaks out of a different hole somewhere else. That's the issue that the Packers are dealing with right now, and until they find themselves some duct tape or something, they're not going to really be a contender.
They're not good enough. That trade they made, that's a trade you know, like Buffalo needs to make, or Baltimore needs to make, or a team that you do feel like is going to go win a Super Bowl. But who knows? It's a long season. We're just halfway through, more or less. There's a long way to go. Let's talk Chiefs. We all think the Chiefs are Super Bowl contenders. How could they not be? They are every year. That Patrick Mahomes has been the quarterback. Yesterday, Andy Reid doesn't give us a lot. And he never does in his Monday availabilities. I was hoping to get just a little bit more clarity on Josh Simmons and whether he's I think, and I still think he's going to start and play Sunday. Andy Reid would not commit to that. And it was and the interesting part is, like, when asked about Juwan Taylor's injury, he made that seem like, yeah, he's fine. He'll be there. Excuse me. He didn't come out and say that about Simmons. And he could have. It's obviously a different situation. Simmons has been gone for a while, but he came back at the beginning of the bye week. He will have had two full weeks to get whatever back into shape. I mean, that's almost a preseason, right? At this point, why wouldn't he be available? Why wouldn't he start at left tackle? I guess becomes my question.
So here's where I wonder, because Where does the discipline come in, right? Because if you were gone from work for almost a month with zero warning, zero like information given, you just like didn't show up for 4 weeks, there would be some sort of repercussion in the workplace.
Maybe.
I
is
would
work
assume, right?
5-4 clinging to a playoff hope.
That's true, but that's where I wonder. For Andy Reid and Brett Veach, do they do the old high school, like, hey, you missed practice, so you can't start on Friday night, but you'll play after
you'll come in
a drive or two. Yeah, like you missed the first half of the first quarter or whatever, the first drive of the game, and then coach decides, okay, we really need that offensive line help here trying to make our playoff push. And so I wonder if we see something like that where it's kind of a slap on the wrist, like, hey, don't do that again. And we're going to play you, but we're going to play you off the bench, or I don't know.
And maybe if it was a different circumstance, but this was, you know, by all accounts, him handling a very delicate and sensitive family situation. And we've got to throw the disclaimer out because people are so sensitive. Like, we can talk about Josh Simmons, the football player, and compartmentalize and walk and chew gum at the same time. I am very hopeful that whatever the reason is in his family that he needed to leave got solved. And that's obviously more important. He's also a football player, and we're here to talk about football. So I think had the circumstances been a little different, maybe that makes some sense. But then at the same time, Andy Reid talks about how much they and his teammates care about him as a person. So it doesn't feel like a spot where discipline, the only reason you could maybe see that is because you're saying, hey, we really appreciate Jalen Moore and the way that he's filled in, and we don't want to just take that job away from him. But the reality is their offensive line got flat dominated against Buffalo. And they're about to go up against the best pass rush in the NFL in Denver. You've got to just put your best guys out there. Every snap that he doesn't play, that somebody else gets beat on, or that you don't play your best player, is a potential snap Mahomes gets hit, which is not okay.
Well, Rick made a good point here in on the comments section on YouTube about not being about discipline, but who did he practice against for 4 weeks? All the other players were off of last week because of the bye, but you know that's a good point. I mean, is he in game shape, or has
But if let's say Simmons missed 3 games because of injury, okay? 3 games because of injury, and he comes back at the beginning of the bye week fully healthy. Are we having this conversation? I mean, what do you need to do? You're either physically in good shape or you're not. And 2 weeks is almost a preseason. Our preseasons are 3 weeks long now. So he came in and started right away in the preseason. We know he can play the position unless he over the time gone just like got out of shape for some reason, which again seems really unlikely. Why would you not play your best guy in that spot in a game you have to win when he directly impacts the thing that your opposition is the strongest at? I think he plays.
Rick said,
and I don't know why they won't just say he plays. Maybe they do want to see him at least one day at practice, which doesn't come until Wednesday, and that's fine. I'm okay with it. Rick saying they bring back players slow from injury, but he's not coming back from injury. He's not hurt. Like physically, he's done. Like nothing happened physically. He's there. Like he's healthy and he's there. So it would tell me that he's out of shape, which is a problem if he's not starting the first snap on Sunday.
We talked about one way of high school thinking of just like the slap on the wrist, sit out a drive kind of suspension. Does Andy Reid try to use the other high school football coach tactic by just playing mental warfare and saying, well, we don't like he
with
may
media,
start, he
sure,
may not.
Absolutely. Like,
do coaches
does that every week?
Like, does that really make a difference for Sean Payton in his preparation, not knowing whether it's going to be Josh Simmons or not? Like, does that little bit of a curveball make any impact at all? I don't know. I certainly wouldn't think so, because you'd think they're probably preparing the same regardless. But I can't lie, it would make a difference to know who you're preparing against, to watch a little bit more film maybe if you're that Broncos defense and trying to figure things out. Maybe, just maybe, that's why. But as far as I'm concerned, you might as well just be up front, because there hasn't been anything up front about this whole situation in general, and I think that's played into a lot of the speculation. And again, I respect and totally understand the privacy of the family matter, whatever it was for Josh Simmons.
Two different things.
But if people knew exactly what the issue was, maybe there'd be a little bit less question, just because you could say, hey, it was this or it was that.
I just want to know if he's in shape. You know, if he's not playing, to me, that means he's not physically ready to play. And Rick's trying to – I think Rick's not understanding what I'm saying about the injuries. What I'm saying about the injuries is when the Chiefs need guys, Xavier Worthy came back sooner than he thought we would. Than he would. How many times has Patrick Mahomes come back sooner than we thought he would? Trey Smith and Jawan Taylor had injuries this year where they were back in the game. They don't always bring back injured players slowly. That's not true at all. They haven't done that this year. They brought Xavier Worthy. We thought Xavier Worthy might be done for the year, and all of a sudden he was back. So they don't always bring guys back slowly. They may be careful with guys on injury, but he's not injured. Like, there was no physical component to this. So I will be very surprised if he is not starting snap one on Sunday. College basketball tonight, Jackson. KU. You're a KU follower. We all are. This will be a very interesting year for the Jayhawks, I think, especially early in the year. They lose to North Carolina. I hope there's not overreaction to going to Chapel Hill and losing a game that you played well at half. KU is going to have to survive a season. They play tonight against A&M Corpus Christi. They're going to have to survive the growing pains of largely putting everything on the shoulders of a freshman and a sophomore who didn't really do much last year offensively and couldn't stay on the court. That is going to be the KU season. It's going to take a minute.
Well, you said that you hope there's not an overreaction. You know better than that. Come on.
I have talked to KU people. I think there may be an overreaction. I've been here more than a decade now, and it has been the strangest few years for KU, who has come in the last 2 years before this one as the preseason number one, because we knew exactly what they were. Nothing changed. But at the same time, we kind of all knew it probably wasn't good enough. But what are you supposed to do? Now this year, it's completely different. We know what we think the ceiling might be, but we have no idea. So going on the road and losing a true road game at Chapel Hill, like, how are we going to overreact to that?
I think it's more how they lost, right? I mean, like, KU was in control for the entire first half and what was up 8 at halftime going into that. And then you get outscored by 21 in the second half. And while a road loss in the Dean Dome is excusable, certainly, I think it's the fact that you saw 20 minutes of what this team could be and then 20 minutes of the exact opposite of that that leaves a sour taste in fans' mouths. But the fact of it is, it's this team is going to go as far as Darren Peterson can drag sure. them right now. It's about developing the guys around him. I mean, Flory Badunga has been almost a non-factor through two games. And again, there's 28, 29 more to go, so there's plenty of time here. But you need more than just Darren Peterson to get where Kansas fans expect this team to get and where Bill Self is capable of taking this team. But you have to get some of those unprovens to start proving themselves.
Badunga had 23 in the opener. I mean, which was more offense than I ever expected from him. I don't expect him to be an offensive force this year. I expect him to probably average close to a double-double and be a defensive force. That's what I expect of him. But what I don't understand is how is anybody's expectation any different than that? You're right. They are going to go as far as Darren Peterson takes them. Darren Peterson is a true freshman who just played his first road college basketball game, and he played it at North Carolina. So if the expectation that people have isn't for there to be a lot of growing pains before Big 12 play begins, then you have the wrong expectations, in my opinion. Like, you, the expectation right now and the only thing that matters for KU is that Peterson learns how to be a college basketball player, right, and do things like go on the road in hostile environments and still be awesome. And that will take a little bit of time because it just does. And the other thing is, who's going to help him offensively? And it's not going to be Flory Badunga consistently. I don't think. If it is, that's a huge positive development for KU. But it's going to have to be two or three of these other guys or a collective effort. But they're also all really young. So I guess my thing is, don't have the wrong expectations for this team before Christmas time, because this is going to happen to them a lot. They're not going to have one or two losses by the time the Big 12 starts. It's not going to happen. That was never going to happen. But would you take the last couple of years where you knew they'd be good and then they kind of fizzle out? Or would you take this upside? KU fans have been begging for this upside, so you got to let it get there. They're not going to be what the last couple of teams are, which was great November basketball teams because they're so experienced at the sport.
I think that's a great point, because if thinking back to the last couple of years, KU started a season and it never felt like they got better than that. Right. Ever.
That was
right?
They peaked like, at the beginning of the year.
It was it this year.
It was it, a good peak.
But the when you get a head start and everyone else catches you right. by January 1st, that's a problem. But I think you're exactly right. It's going to have to come from proving some of these young talents right. I mean, Cole Rosario, there were tons of raves about him and Bryson Tiller and what these guys can become around Darren Peterson and getting El Marco Jackson back. I mean, there's plenty of potential, but it's up to Bill Self to do what he's done many times throughout his career, but not in the last few years, and that's make his roster improve over the course of the season. It's certainly not going to get any easier because I had to refresh myself on the rest of KU's non-conference schedule, and you're talking about playing Duke in Madison Square Garden a week from tonight, and then you're playing a week after that in Las Vegas against Notre Dame and Syracuse and probably one other quad one team. And then you host UConn on December 2nd and you go to Kansas City and you play Mizzou and you go to North Carolina State. I mean, this schedule is a gauntlet that Bill Self put together. They're going to have to learn quick. And I'm not going to be surprised if KU has four or five losses.
I've had it at four or five all year, but I don't really care.
Yeah, I think like, that you're fine. You would like to come out on the winning side of that and build up an incredible resume, well, right? Like, but those are learning opportunities.
KU's record in the non-con is going to have zero impact on how good this team's ultimately going to be. This is not, and again, this I guess goes into the expectation. This is not the year where KU needs to sit around the top 15 for an entire, like, it's not like it was the last couple of years where every loss is annoying, right? Because this was the preseason number one. They have all this experience. You don't think they should ever lose a game. Boy, that is not the case this year. It's just not. Like, they just have to be getting better. They just have to have Darren Peterson to continue to develop and be the star we've already seen him be. I think the chances, if he's healthy, of him being that are almost... I would like he's going to be a star. It's now what else can happen with the rest of the roster? We know Badunga's potential. It oozes at us. He is as physically gifted as anyone that's walked through those doors. What about these seniors that have come in, right? What about Dawson and White and Melvin Council? What about these older players? Who that's where it's going to have to come. That's where Bill Self's magic is going to have to happen. He's got to acclimate a bunch of new faces to get in there, learn their roles, and bring that floor way up. Because we know the ceiling is high. Right now, it feels like to me that the floor is also super low. So it's all of these other guys, not the young ones. They all got to learn how to play college basketball. You got to get those older guys to raise your floor up. Like, and how do you do that? Well, no matter what happens with Pete, like, we're going to be the best defensive team that takes the floor every single time we play. That's what we didn't see in the second half against North Carolina, but that's what has to develop. And that's a Bill Self thing that almost always does. So, but it doesn't happen in week one. I think they're going to have four or five losses before the Big 12 starts. And I guess maybe my expectations are different than the masses, but to me, that is very realistic and reasonable. And fine. It's not even a big deal.
The good news for KU fans is one of those four or five losses is not going to happen tonight. I think they're not going to have much to worry about. No disrespect to Texas A&M Corpus Christi, but I think KU's a 25, 26-point favorite, if memory serves me correctly, from what I was looking at this morning.
So, Corpus Christi's 262 in Kempom.
Yeah, they're going to be down there, and I think KU's going to be flirting with 100 points, and we may be talking about some of these guys that we needed to KU to have step up, putting up double-digit scoring efforts tonight. We're going to see a lot of them play, more than likely, good minutes in the second half of this game. So it's an opportunity to just kind of see what you have there in preparation of all those tough games in the next few weeks. I mean, KU gets Princeton on Saturday, too, for another chance to knock some rust off or shape some things out. But then it really gets difficult with that Duke game following that a week from tonight. So you got to make the most of these kind of cupcake opportunities while you have them.
Yeah, Princeton's not good either. And I'm literally just going off KenPom here. I think here's what I would say. It has not probably been a fun 4 or 5 days at practice for these guys. And that's all going to be by design. Like these coaches are going to run these young dudes through the ringer early and often to try to prepare them to get ready for Big 12 play. Because if they're not prepared by the time they get to the Big 12, I don't care how good Darren Peterson is, it's not going to be enough. The Big 12 is fantastic. It's deep. It's experienced as it always is. It's going to be good. They're going to beat the hell out of you. And if these young guys can't handle that, they have a really hard time. So this is where the magic happens for the coaches, right? Like get them in there and get them. It wasn't good. You don't like to lose. But in the grand scheme of things, if KU has a really nice year and a tournament run in them, we can probably, honestly, if you got an honest answer from the coaches, look back to the second half of North Carolina as a great learning point for this roster. Like, oh, good, you had an 8-point halftime lead. Look what happens when you aren't razor focused every single second of a basketball game. That team you were leading by 8 just wiped the floor with you in the second half.
Yeah, Bill Self called him
that's
soft.
That's never happened to Darren Peterson before.
No. But Bill Self, I feel like all of his finest coaching moments have come after he's called the team soft. I mean, he had the Topeka YMCA comment a few years ago. I mean, calling teams soft, he said that after the North Carolina game on Friday. So I would expect a much more focused, sharp KU team tonight. Well, maybe I'll be watching Dancing with the Stars by halftime.
For fans, they are soft right now. Of course they are. They haven't played meaningful college basketball yet. They're going to be soft for a little bit. It's the coach's job now to harden them up a little bit. It's ESPN Plus. At least we can watch it if you have the ESPN YouTube TV issues that we're all facing at the moment. I'll have fifth grade girls basketball practice, but I'll be able to watch probably the first half before I have to go try to harden up the girls and keep them from getting soft on.
Man. No Dancing with the Stars. I had to come talk about that. I know you're a Dancing with the Stars hater, but big one tonight for the fandies out there. You're a comedian fan, Andy Richter.
Me, it's not just that I'm a Dancing with the Stars hater. I don't have I'm not a Dancing with the Stars hater. I am stunned that anybody enjoys the show.
I just enjoy the joke of it. Andy Richter is a terrible dancer, but he's a funny comedian, and he's one of the finalists right now.
I'd much
gotta vote
rather
for him.
Watch him do comedy than dance. I there are shows I have less interest in, but not many.
That's fair. That's fair.
No special programming tonight on KFH as we wrap things up here on a Tuesday. All Infinity Sports Network, including Rich Eisen following us, then of course Jim Rome. Jackson, nice debut. Hope you enjoyed it.
I did enjoy it. You know, I'm not typically a morning person these days. I'm up between 2 and 4 at some point with the little guy, but the coffee from Prairie Fire helped me wake up and hopefully do TJ proud. I know he was happy with the Dancing with the Stars talk earlier.
Yeah, I'm so happy that we could get that in. Listen, I'm not a morning guy either, but we're up early with everybody here, loving every second of it. We will be back tomorrow. TJ will be back in. You'll hear Jackson off and on as TJ and I have a billion other things going on. So glad to have Jackson in the fold. Thanks to Wyatt Thompson for being on the show. Thanks to Max for keeping things in line for us today. We're coming back tomorrow. We have Shreyas Lotta in. Speaking of KU, we'll talk and get the latest on that A&M Corpus Christi game with him. We'll see everybody on Wednesday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.